It's been a bumper year so far for foreign direct investment, with 155 projects approved in the 6 months to the end of June, according to the Industrial Development Authority. That's an increase of 9% on the same period last year. Associated employment potential is also up significantly at 18,000 jobs, a rise of 44% compared to 2021. IDA Ireland's Chief Executive Martin Shanahan, who said inward investment is a key national asset which cannot be taken for granted, also announced today that he was stepping down from his role. Martin Shanahan joins the studio. Very good afternoon to you and welcome to the programme. You felt it was time to move on?
Good afternoon, Brian. Yes, I have been involved in industrial development for quite some time, including for 8 years as CEO of IDA. So I think it's time to hand the baton over to a new leadership, and I will be stepping down early in the new year.
You leave at a time when demand for locating in Ireland among international global companies, multinationals, is, on the evidence of these figures, still very strong.
It's extraordinarily strong. I mean, we've had a really, really strong start to the year, as the numbers that you alluded to support. 155 investments approved, over 18,000 jobs, 73 of those investments going to regional locations, which I'm particularly happy about. Ireland's proposition and offering remains extremely positive in investors' eyes, and my team across the globe have done a really good job in eking out these investments in what is a very, very competitive environment. There are lots of headwinds, lots of economic headwinds. You know, we have inflation, we have interest rates increasing, which to counteract inflation. We have obviously Russia's invasion of Ukraine, supply chain issues, many geopolitical issues. And yet, in spite of all of that, the stability and consistency that Ireland offers is finding favour with investors.
If we look at those figures, and you cited the case that 73 of the 155 projects are outside Dublin, of the 18,000 jobs that they're expected to generate, how many of those jobs will be outside Dublin? In regions,
I don't have the exact figure, but it's a significant number. I think it's kind of close to half as well. So it falls in that kind of area. You know, we've seen really significant increases in employment right across the country over the past number of years. I mean, in the first half of the year, you know, we had Intel announcing a 12 billion euro investment, the largest investment in the history of the private sector investment, the history of the state. We have Lilly announcing a new pharma company. A new pharma facility in Limerick. We've had TikTok announce 1,000 jobs. It you know, really significant investments, and they range from Donegal to Cork, Kildare to Galway.
When you took over, the criticism would have been that there wasn't enough investment going to locations outside Dublin. Is that something you believe that has been addressed, and that is you're now seeing that pipeline actually delivering to the regions?
I believe we are in a much, much better place than we were. You know, there's still work to be done in this area. There are still counties which we would like to see more investment going into, but there has been an absolute sea change in terms of investment going into regional locations that has been supported by our property program. We've invested heavily in acquiring lands and building property solutions for investors in regional locations, and that has really helped in moving the conversations on with those investors. So we've definitely made a lot of progress. We had set out a target of winning 400 investments into regional locations under our current strategy, and which runs to 2024, and we're currently ahead of that target at the moment.
Right. Ireland has clearly, in terms of inward investment, benefited enormously from the globalisation that we've seen over the last number of decades. Is that something that's likely to go to some extent into reverse if we look at what's happening in relation to Ukraine, the global economic and political picture that's beginning to emerge?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's still an open question. Are we moving into an era of deglobalization? Do we kind of stay where we are, or is there further globalization? I mean, companies internationalize and their supply chains are internationalized for very good economic reasons around comparative advantage. So I think there will always be that push towards globalization. But there is also, I think, a current push to ensure security around your supply chains, which might mean more reshoring and nearshoring. And all of those things obviously have the potential to impact on Ireland. But our stability and consistency as a country, our ability to support the very high-tech sectors that we have, and our track record, I think, is standing us in really good stead at the moment amidst all of that concern and uncertainty.
Right. Does it mean, though, that perhaps your successor and the people that they gather around them, the team in IDA, is going to have to look again at the approach, the type of projects that you want to attract, the type of companies that you're approaching? technology?
Well, I think two things, you know, like the world is ever changing, you know. I mean, in recent years, we've had global tax changes, we've had Brexit, we've had the recent war in Ukraine, we've had a global financial crisis, property bubble. And, you know, FDI has weathered all of those storms and come through it. So, and you know, yes, we continually look at our strategy. We developed our current strategy in the midst of a pandemic where it was very difficult to see where things were going. We're going to relook at that, a midterm review of it at the end of this year, beginning of next year. It partly informed my own decision to step down at this time, in that it will allow a new CEO, him or her, to put their own stamp on the organisation.
And the vulnerabilities, and you've talked about this, and it's security of energy, energy supply, housing, for example, all of these continue to be threats to future inward investment, do they?
Yeah, I mean, I drew attention to this this morning at our launch of our annual report, and I've done so previously, that planning, housing, energy and water and wastewater infrastructure are key parts of the offering, and we need to continue to ensure that we are best in class in those. Obviously, they are high on the government agenda in terms of investment and execution in those areas, and they need to be. It is also important to recognise, though, just to reconcile that with kind of the levels of investment they're winning, that lots of countries have these issues. We need to be relatively better. That's where we need to be.
And the tax picture, obviously, the tax offering here has been an important part of attracting the kind of investment we're talking about today. For the moment, it seems the OECD plans for corporate tax maybe are on hold. What are you expecting it to happen over the next while in relation to that?
Well, it certainly looks like it's going to be a challenge for the framework in its entirety to be implemented. Obviously, there's a significant challenge in the US ratifying the framework as it was envisaged. It is likely to be either piecemeal or not at all at this point. The one thing I would say is that the proposed changes to the corporate tax regime on foot of our entering into the framework has not impacted on investment decisions at all.
You mentioned that the big Intel investment this year, and that forms part of the figures you're publishing today, but there was also a bigger project which you didn't manage to land. It went to Germany instead, and there was also another Intel project to Italy. So I suppose that underlines that it's a very competitive environment despite the advantages that you would say Ireland has.
Absolutely. I mean, we go out and we compete for investment every day, and every country wants the type of investment that Ireland is winning. On the Intel investment, I suppose allude to the fact that, you know, Intel announced I think 33 billion in investment in March, and 12 billion of that is coming to Ireland. That is quite a substantial statement about Intel's intent in relation to Ireland, their continued commitment to Ireland.
They're here for the long term.
Indeed.
All right. Martin Shanahan, outgoing Chief Executive of the IDA, thanks indeed for talking to us on the programme.